went into conclave last December, I briefed members of the National Executive on intel I had received much earlier regarding plots by some political actors to attack journalists and media practitioners severely and rampantly this year. The agenda is to put fear in media practitioners and silence them so they cannot discharge their constitutional mandate. And if they target certain individuals and personalities. The intel suggests this is a strategy for election 2024 to gag the media. Just last Thursday, all this into the year, an incident occurred in Cape Coast, the central regional capital, that clearly confirms the intel we had received. As a central regional veteran of parliamentary aspirants of the New Patriotic Party, MPP, held at the Regional Coordinating Council, RCC, in Cape Coast, some thugs, numbering about 15 and wearing a branded T-shirt of Mavis Awakumsin, the Member of Parliament, MP for Ewutu Senya East, and the Minister for Fisheries, pounced on one David Kobina, a morning show host of Cape FM, and beat him mercilessly without provocation. David Kobina, a.k.a. Oyine Kwame David, was said to be sitting under a shed at the RCC. The thugs mistook him for another person they alleged had insulted the MP on live television. Initial investigations by the GJA confirmed the incident. This is the height of impunity, and we can no longer tolerate it. While condemning the attack on David unreservedly, we make the following demands. 1. The MPP at the regional and national levels must investigate the matter immediately and identify the culprits. 2. The MPP at the regional and national levels must sanction the perpetrators of the assault on David. 3. The Ghana Police Service should investigate the incident immediately and speedily in order to prosecute the culprits. 4. The Ghana Police Service should investigate and identify the purported police officer who invited David before he was assaulted and bring him to face sanctions for unprofessional conduct. We hereby self-notice that if by close of Friday, January 12, 2024, these demands have not been met, we shall advise ourselves accordingly. Colleagues, it is unfortunate that we have begun the year on this barbaric note. But as we have already self-noticed, we shall fight back with every weapon we can muster in our industry to repair the attacks on journalists as we go into election 2024. And we can assure the evil protest and doers that they cannot fight the media and win. We want to assure the media fraternity that we shall continue to defend their interests at all costs. This year, we shall continue our campaign against the obnoxious law used for criminal prosecution of free speech.